I'm John Gray, and welcome to John Gray's World.
Matter of fact, I think we need to go ahead and elect Jesus Lord of this moment. Does anybody else want to elect Jesus Lord of the moment? Then let's give him praise like we're inaugurating the age of the church. I hereby declare this is the age of the church where we begin to teach society how to love our neighbors, how to build bridges and talk to one another, even though we may not understand. Somebody give Jesus a praise.
Fresh word, fresh perspective, and a whole lot of hallelujah. John Gray's World. Boo! Hey family, thank you for joining me for today's broadcast. If you don't know me, I'm your family member on your dad's side that they have not yet talked about. It's Pastor John Gray, and I'm so grateful to be right here with you on TBN. It really is an awesome thing to be right here in partnership with TBN, reaching you and millions of others around the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Today, we're going to talk about God's original intent and desire for mankind. Yeah, I'm going all the way back to the beginning. He desires to unite all people in Christ with one common goal, to show forth the glory of the kingdom of God. What does the kingdom of God look like? Well, don't get ahead of me. Watch the sermon. See, because in our modern society, we're separated through carnalities and cultural differences. And you know how it is. We already prejudge people based on what we think we know before we ever get to know them. But in these last days, God is calling for his people to destroy the barriers that have caused division. Yeah, even in the body of Christ. So just because you don't look like me doesn't mean I get to not speak to you, because the reality is the only color that matters is red, and that's the blood of Jesus. God is building one family with one goal. In these days, we are preparing for the great outpouring, the power of his Holy Spirit to unify the church, to come together so we can all give him praise as one family. Listen carefully as I share with you on Bridge Builder.
Do me a favor. I never ask anybody to do this, but tonight I'm going to ask you to hold the hand of the person next to you. Some of y'all are like, I'm not gonna do it. I watched them sneeze and cry during worship. They've got mucus. They didn't use hand sanitizer. I'm a germaphobe. I feel dirty. Stop it right now. Bite the bullet, hold the hand. I don't know why you came here tonight. I don't know all of your needs. I don't know any of your needs. I don't presume to know what the motivating factor is for your attendance here, but I do know that the same God that made you made me. I don't know where you grew up or how you grew up or what your particular life view is, but I do know that God values you the same as he values me. And that the blood of Jesus was shed for every single person in this church and those who are watching online. Watch this. And for those who don't know anything about this church, those who don't believe, that is the power of Jesus. But in here, I wanted you to grab a hand because there is a collective need to understand the beauty of humanity and the value of every other human being outside of ourselves. I want to pray. Now, you clapping, but you're supposed to be holding hands. So you already disobeyed. Oh, that's wonderful. Unity, Hercules, Hercules. See you, bro. Grab the hand. I'm going to pray. Lord Jesus, this is my family. Bless my family. They come from a different part of the family tree, but it's my family. Tonight, I'm asking that you will give us insight in your word to bring us together in a time of great division. God, this is my prayer that you will speak to us and let your word be what we leave with, not just the opinions and conjecture of men. This I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Can somebody now put your hands together and give God a great praise? If you'll do me a favor and go to Ephesians chapter 6, starting at the 10th verse, I'm reading from the New King James Version. To all of our first, second, and third time visitors, I saw a lot of hands go up. On behalf of our pastors, again, we welcome you. We're very grateful that you are here and for coming out and sacrificing for all those who have sacrificed to come out in a midweek service. I love y'all. Thank God for your faithfulness. And I just want to jump into this word. Finally, my brothers, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. I don't know about you, but the days are becoming quite evil. And having done all, to stand. Now go with me quickly to John chapter 17. John chapter 17, starting at the first verse. Jesus spoke these words, lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son also may glorify you. As you have given him authority over all flesh. Somebody say all flesh.
All flesh.
Very important for you to know, Jesus is still in charge. Jesus is still very much in control. As you have given him authority over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as you have given him. And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I have glorified you on the earth. I finished the work which you have given me to do. And now, O Father, glorify me together with yourself, with the glory which I had before the world was yours. I want to talk to you from the subject, glory days. Glory days. It's real tense in here because y'all trying to figure out what I'm about to say. I am not here to make a political statement. I am not here to talk about party affiliation. I'm here to talk about Jesus Christ. But it would be a blind pastor, preacher, or leader who would not at least acknowledge that the world has shifted. The world has changed. I'm gonna say it again, the world has changed. And that's the tension that we feel because nobody wants to talk about the fact that the world has changed. So why don't you just break the ice and just gently nudge the person next to you and say, hey, the world changed. Last week was the culmination of probably one of the most contentious political cycles in the history of our great nation. And almost evenly down the middle, people are divided. There is trouble in the land. And oh my goodness, what are we going to do? The world is falling apart. People don't agree. There's so much drama, so much hatred, so much anger. What's gonna happen? Hello? It's been like this for years. Let's get real. Every 4 years, we throw a panic attack. Oh my goodness, the person I voted for didn't get in. What we gonna do, Jesus? He was like, chill. Tell somebody, chill. Let's chill at, no, sorry. That's not a gospel song. Then there are others rejoicing. Yay! The person that I chose, they got in. Great. How does that materially impact you? And so here now, I want to talk not to politics, but I want to talk to the spirit of the age. Because the first scripture I gave you speaks to the spiritual dynamic that is at work. The enemy His whole job is to steal, kill, and destroy. To destroy hope, to kill faith. He wants to sow seeds of discord. And if he could do it in the church, then he's really winning. But God has a plan. And the plan looks a lot like this room. I saw a brother over there with his hands lifted up. He doesn't look like me. Must be a different background. What's your nationality, bro? Mexican. Where my Mexican folk at? Stand up, Mexicans. Stand up, Mexico. Remain standing for a second while I put the word of the Lord on you. I bless you, your family, your heritage. I declare that I don't see color or country. I see kingdom. That I see you as a believer. That I see you as valuable. That the same Jesus that died for me died for you. And we are family. Now let me come to the house and eat some food. I saw some other people with their hands up. I saw a white woman with the hands up. Where'd she go? She had her hand up. She was worshiping. So she's like, me, I'm nervous. Yes. Stand up, sis. Where are you from? Yeah. She's like, I'm just down the street. Not really far. It's not Mexico. Just close by. No biggie. I'm here. All my white people, stand up. Let me tell you something. I feel God in here. I'm getting ready to tell you what I'm doing. You're my family. You are not a color. You are my brother. You are my sister. We are a part of the same church.
The enemy is working to divide us. Through circumstances and situations, we're witnessing growing levels of separation in families, between friends, and within the people of our nation. But Christ has overcome the enemy. And in his new three-part series, Bridge Builders, Destroying the Barriers That Separate, Pastor John Gray says, enough is enough. John Gray exposes the devilish tactics that bring strife, mistrust, and discord, and reveals how God's blessings flow and his love brings unity. This is such a timely message. We want to send you your own copy of Bridge Builders as our thank you for your gift of support to TBN. Take a moment right now to call or go securely and conveniently online to choose your level of giving and request your special resources. Let God bridge the divides that separate us and become His instrument of unity and reconciliation. Don't wait. Call now.
And there's more that unifies us than separates us. And I speak life to you and your family. May your hopes and dreams come to pass. And I bind the spirit of racism that has divided this nation and even the church for too long. We are family. Robin, I didn't know you was white. You look mixed. Saw a black dude worshiping. Where'd he go? Threw his hand up. Where's he at? Yeah, where's he at? There he is, with the long hair. Hey, long hair, don't care. Where you from, bro?
H-Town.
Fourth Ward? Fourth Ward? All the black people stand up. Wow. Hey, one day when the glory comes, it'll be ours. It'll be ours. Hey, one day. You are a nation of overcomers. And nothing that has ever happened has held you down. And here you are, still with your hope, still with your faith, still running after Jesus. Through pain, through trials, through hundreds of years of tears, you still have overcome. And Jesus is still Lord. And you still fight for everybody else and believe the best. I speak life to you and your family and your hopes and your dreams. And no matter what is going on in society, God has not forgotten about you. Now, I don't mean to do this because I'd be here all night doing this. Every other nationality, stand up. Puerto Rican, Colombian, Native American, Asian, Swedish, German. What else? Shout it out. What up? Asian. I can't hear you. Salvador. El Salvador. Salvadorian. The nations of Africa. Look around. We are not just one church with one type of people. We are one church with many nations, many nationalities, many backgrounds, immigrants, Native Americans, black, white, Salvadorian, Asian, Swedish, Australian, German, black, whatever else is in here. But the only color that matters is red, and it's the blood of Jesus that has unified us. Everybody stand up, because no matter what is happening in society, God will get glory. I said, God will get. Somebody shout glory. Let's give a glory praise to God. Let's take 30 seconds right there. Glory! 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 I'm not a Democrat. I'm not a Republican. I'm not an independent. I'm a Christian right now. Men want power. God wants glory. The devil win, not on my watch. Somebody say, not on my watch. I won't let society define how I engage you because of the color of your skin. I won't let society break up our spiritual heritage because we may not agree on political ideology. I won't let the devil stop me from finding value and commonality even though we come from different parts of the world. Somehow, by the power of the Holy Spirit, we all ended up in this place, in this moment, because we are the church and we will give God glory. Do you think Jesus is going to share glory with a politician? No, I don't care who's in the House, who's in the Senate, who's in the Oval Office. Jesus is on the throne. I need somebody to shout in here. This political cycle was designed to wake up the church. I believe God was sitting on the throne, and when Tuesday happened, God said, y'all ready yet? Because y'all been hoping for an individual to come and do what only I could do. You're waiting for government to do what the church is supposed to do. The government was never called to care for widows and orphans and to go see people in the jailhouse. Jesus didn't tell the government to do that. He told the church to do that. It was Jesus who said, touch the lepers, heal the sick, raise the dead, cast out demons. Jesus told the church to do that. And you waiting on a check from the government when we're supposed to take care of each other? God wants glory. This must be the church's finest hour. This must be the moment where we rise up and the very best principles of the heart and character of Jesus Christ begin to emerge from the detritus and darkness of a most vicious cycle designed to separate us. God is waiting on the church to be the church, to open up doors of understanding, to build bridges of conversation between divergent groups of people. We must begin to see life through the lens of people that don't look like us and don't come from us. You think everybody in here has been saved their whole life? You think people in here aren't right now walking through places of addiction to drugs and to alcohol? You think everybody in here is perfect? No. Starting from me all the way to you in the back and everybody in between, we all need Jesus. We all need Jesus. We all need Jesus. We all need Jesus. We Can I get an amen from the right-hand side? Can I get an amen from the left-hand side? Can I get an amen from the center section? See, in John chapter 17, Jesus was praying as he was preparing to die. Say out loud, something's got to die. Jesus was praying. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. And he says at the beginning of the prayer, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your son. Glorify yourself. And give me the glory that I had before I did this work in the earth. Yes, at the end of his life, the only thing he was concerned about is, Father, are you getting glory? Yes, he knew that he was about to die. And in this moment, this was not just a spiritual exchange. There was political upheaval, there was social unrest, and there was a spiritual war for the souls of men and women. Not unlike where we are today, that there is political upheaval, social unrest, and a darkness that has covered the nations like never before. And where is the church? I believe that is the question that our Father is declaring from his throne. Where is the church? Who will stand up and represent me? Who will extend an olive branch? Who will show the world in times of darkness that the light is not coming, the light is now here? In spite of what we see in the media, it's time we prepare for the glory days. Hallelujah. God is gathering people of all nations, backgrounds, and cultures into his body, the church. He is building a unified group that will produce a dynamic impact on our world. My latest series, Bridge Builders, addresses many hot-button topics like racism and division. In it, you'll discover God's unique perspective on why he created us all with differences and how it's something to be celebrated, not feared. When you send your gift in support of our continued efforts to take the gospel to the unsaved across the globe, we are gonna bless you with a copy of this message series. Discover God's goal for why he has placed you within the most powerful and unique body on the planet. Your connection with other believers is how the walls of separation will come falling down.
The enemy is working to divide us. Through circumstances and situations, we're witnessing growing levels of separation in families, between friends, and within the people of our nation. But Christ has overcome the enemy, and in his new three-part series, Bridge Builders, Destroying the Barriers That Separate, Pastor John Gray says, enough is enough.
There are some things that you couldn't get through, so Jesus knew he was going to have to stretch himself out. Is anybody grateful for the bridge?
John Gray exposes the devilish tactics that bring strife, mistrust, and discord, and reveals how God's blessings flow and his love brings unity. This is such a timely message. We want to send you your own copy of Bridge Builders as our thank you for your gift of support to TBN. And in appreciation of your generous gift of $50 or more, we'll send you this special bundle of resources. In addition to Bridge Builders, we'll include John Gray's stirring message, A Strange Way to Save the World. Plus, we'll include this special Praise Break ceramic coffee mug to remind you that praise can break through any barrier. Take a moment right now to call or go securely and conveniently online to choose your level of giving and request your special resources. Let God bridge the divides that separate us and become His instrument of unity and reconciliation. Don't wait. Call now.
We dealt with a timely and important subject today. I know it is not always easy, but I believe it's necessary. Thank you for locking in and staying connected and for pressing that red DVR button. Wink, wink. God is equipping His people to be the light and the difference in our world. That means we have to have a new perspective, fresh vision, fresh eyes, pure heart, a kingdom perspective. As we continue to receive truth and understanding from God's word, we'll be empowered to break down the barriers that have for too long divided us. That's why TBN is so important, and TBN is here to continually bring you uplifting Christian content. As you grow in grace, you are continually transformed into Christ's image. And the world gets to see how good God is by looking at how awesome He's made you. Woo! So make sure you keep tuning in, stay connected, and tell everybody you know, I'ma be here, I'm going nowhere. Get this special resource so you can continue to renew your mind to God's plan for you. And I'll be right here, God willing, ready to share more of God's promises on the next John Gray's World. On behalf of me, my beautiful, hot, smoking wife, Aventer, and our two children who never stay in their own beds but come in my bed every night because I won't lock the door, John Gray IV and Theory Aspen Sky. We love you. God bless you. I'll see you next time.